Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for listening. God's blessings and happy Thanksgiving to you and your loved ones. It's Thanksgiving week, and that's an incredibly important time of year for we Americans. No matter your faith, your background, or your politics, this is one of those moments each year where everything we have in common matters more than the things that we too often let divide us on a daily basis. And what we do have in common, we are blessed by God to have. Looking up at the night sky, the vaulted midnight blue realm overhead, we can see the stars arrayed above, the points of light shining out in the dark, arranged in constellations through which we make sense of what we see and how we think about the world. We wish on stars. We are guided by the North Star. We may even catch a glimpse of God up there among the star-swept firmament. There is order even among the stars, and we see the stars on our own flag arrayed in an order as well. The Star-Spangled Banner, the Stars and Stripes, however we refer to that flag. It's no accident that stars should so heavily factor into the design of our flag. Each star represents one of our states, and as John Adams and Benjamin Franklin, writing to King Ferdinand I of the Kingdom of the Two Sicilies, noted, these stars formed a new constellation. A new constellation. A new chance, a new opportunity, a new dream, drawing on everything our founding fathers knew about faith, history, and politics, and what they created in order to protect our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All these things form part of what it means to be an American. All these things form part of what the American dream means. All of them are contained in the stars. Our founders did not invent a new shape on a whim. Rather, they drew on one of the oldest shapes known to mankind to create something new, a new constellation of stars. The stars were there. Our founders rearranged them to make sense of them and to make them work. They even ignited a few stars of their own, and the stars are still there. I know there have been doubts about our country in the past few years, and that the future seems uncertain. I know that there are many who believe that our best days are gone, but that is only because they are looking backward. As I've said many times before and will ever after say, I genuinely believe that our best days still wait ahead, that the American dream still lives and still shines brightly, including here in Carroll County. Don't get me wrong. Times do get tough, and often times get very bad. And it's easy and understandable to dwell on those things which affect us so deeply. Whether it is the current state of our economy or our own personal financial situation, whether we look at the brutal terrorist attacks against Israel or tragedies here at home, such as the drug crisis, the loss of someone we love, broken hearts, loneliness, or the lack of confidence in who we are and what we mean, and that, of course, is only compounded lately by the sad and wrongful assertion by some, not all, but some, of the young people who think September 11th was our fault, we can lose sight of the stars. But for all that we have lost, and for all that seems uncertain and unknown, who we are, where we've come from, and what we've done all matter as well. For it is drawing on these things that we know, drawing on the stars, that we recognize the patterns in them. The American constellation, and in this order, we find the way forward. This is why Thanksgiving matters too. This holiday has its critics, of course, but this criticism is ideological and political, not based on actual history. The criticism is meant to divorce us from the truth and the lessons of the past. If we forget what unites us, we forget that we are united Americans. If we forget that our fellow Americans are our fellow citizens, we stop seeing them as such, and eventually stop seeing them as human. Genuine differences of opinion do not make enemies. The Pilgrims and the Indians demonstrate to us, centuries later, that we have more in common than we don't, and as history held crucial and critical lessons for our founders, so too does our own history hold crucial and critical lessons for us, lessons that are both timely and timeless. Child mortality, disease, death from common injuries, malnutrition, oftentimes rudimentary medicine, lesser standards of living, all of these are unknown to us, but they were commonplace to our ancestors even up until a few generations ago. My grandfather, for example, lived in a house in West Virginia with no electricity and a dirt floor. But for all the hardships the Americans of his generation dealt with through the Great Depression, and for all of the early settlers had to contend with, they never lost sight of gratitude. My mom is one of the wisest people that I know. Gratitude, thankfulness, happiness, these are not easy things she taught me. They take work. They take effort. They take commitment and practice. They take self-reflection. Even when things are difficult, and even when they seem overwhelming, we still have to find a reason to be grateful, to be thankful, even for the simple things we too often take for granted. We build up and move forward from the foundations that we lay. Being thankful for the small things helps us better appreciate the others when they finally come along. And if not, then we have a life that we are building that is not unfulfilled. So too do we find that foundation in meaning. If we are thankful for what we have, then what we have has meaning. Life, love, the opportunity for improvement, for the taking on of responsibilities for ourselves, our family, our home, our community, our country. Each of us have the opportunity in America to find a place of meaning. And it isn't about the stuff, no. It's not about cars and phones and vacations and pay. Do these things factor into life? Of course. But they aren't the summation of the American dream. They aren't what give us meaning. Only we can find out what God intends for us, that we matter. We seek, we strive, we learn, we try our best to understand. We make mistakes, we have second chances. We love and forgive, and love and ask for forgiveness in turn as we all do our best to be better than who we were the day before. In America, that is possible. We are history in becoming. America is not perfect, but just because we aren't perfect doesn't mean we aren't good. And part of that effort to be good is the practice of gratitude, of the respect and observance of thankfulness. This is one of the other many reasons why Thanksgiving matters and why we celebrate it. We gather together with family, friends, loved ones, and we eat a meal together and offer thanks to God for the food, for each other, for home. From the warm glow of evening windows lit within to the sprawling plains of night, the sky studded with stars, we look upward at Thanksgiving, thankful for life, thankful to be Americans, thankful for home. May God always bless our home, our county, and our country. And I pray that God blesses you in every single possible way. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for listening.